All right, joining us on 93 WIBC, Robert Hull from the Indiana Conservative Alliance and Grassroots Conservatives, and he is kind of leading this protest that will be happening on Saturday afternoon. So, Robert, thank you so much for joining us. First question, very simple for you. Why are you guys protesting on Saturday?
Well, we're very upset with the shutdown and how it's crippled the economy, and it's trashed our freedom. And we just need to get a message to the governor that it's time to stop the shutdown.
So why do you believe the shutdown has gone too far?
Well, it's unconstitutional to begin with, and it's destroying people's lives. It's going to cause more harm than what the virus, the coronavirus, could have done. And a lot of the models that they gave us that said it was going to kill a lot of people have not come true. And a lot of the deaths are actually less than what we get from a seasonal flu. So it's been overrated, and it's panicking people, and it's irrational hysteria.
Well, I'm curious, why do you say that it is less deadly than the normal flu?
Well, in an average year, we have 827 deaths from the seasonal flu. And so far, we're less than 500 from the coronavirus. So the number of deaths are less than what we normally get from the flu in a year.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. Let me ask you this. What are you wanting out of this protest on Saturday? What would you consider a success?
If the governor decides to stop the shutdown and open up the economy, it could be gradual. It could follow some of the guidelines that the president presented yesterday in the news conference. It could be a gradual opening, but it needs to stop. It's hurting us more than to keep it going.
So if he came out yesterday and said, you know, we're thinking, like he said yesterday, he's thinking sometime early May, you think that's too far? We need to open up businesses right now.
This is absolutely too far. There's businesses that don't need to be shut down. We could still do the social distancing after we open up, but we need to put people back to work.
You mentioned how it is unconstitutional and unlawful that the governor is shutting down the state economically. Why do you believe that?
Well, there's parts of the Indiana Constitution, Article 1, Sections 9 and 31, that do not allow this kind of a shutdown. It's not the power of the governor to do that. If a quarantine is restricting sick people, that's one thing. But it's tyranny when a shutdown is quarantining healthy people.
Talking with Robert Hull from the Indiana Conservative Alliance and Grassroots Conservatives, leading the protest that will be happening at the governor's mansion on Saturday afternoon. Robert, my next question for you, have you been affected by the coronavirus, or do you have a family member or someone you know that has tested positive?
I have. I'm aware of a fraternity brother who became ill from it, but he had his immunity system was weakened, so that had a lot to do with it. They're counting coronavirus as the cause of death when there's other things going on, like pneumonia or heart attack or other kind of morbidities. So the number is being inflated, the number of deaths.
Do you have proof of that?
Well, I have probably six articles that I could share with you that from experts.
Okay. I was just curious. I know there are going to be some people supporting. You know, we've all been on social media. We've seen everyone's thoughts and opinions on the coronavirus pandemic in general, and how the government has been, or you know, kind of been shutting things down economically. So obviously, I know there are some people that will side with you on this, and maybe they'll be partaking in the protests with you. But I know there will probably be some people that disagree with you and think that, you know, shutting things down is the safe way to go about this. Probably healthcare workers, you know, that are kind of seeing this firsthand. Well, what would your message to them be?
Well, we have risk in our society. We have a lot of people that die from car accidents, but we're not asking people to drive 5 miles an hour to eliminate the risk. There's risk in a lot of things that we do. And you just can't eliminate the risk. And we in a free country, you make a choice. Are you willing to accept a little bit of risk in order to have freedom? And that's what we need to be doing right now. And I know there's a lot of people that are not going to agree with me, but do they want to shut down the last 18 months or 2 years or 3 years and destroy our economy? The cure is worse if we do something like that. So we need to balance it. We need to open up our economy, have social distancing, and then eventually through herd immunity, this virus will go away.
When you guys protest tomorrow, I'm assuming it's going to be a peaceful protest, right?
Absolutely peaceful. Yeah. 3 o'clock on the sidewalk outside the governor's mansion on Meridian Street.
All right, Robert Hall from Indiana Conservative Alliance and Grassroots Conservatives leading this protest that will be happening on Saturday. Robert, is there anything else you want to get across message-wise to anyone listening?
Well, there are treatments now. There's something called hydroxychloroquine and Z-Pak, which are helping people recover from the virus. And the hospitals are not crowded. They're not full. It's just been overrated. We need to be rational about this, take care of it, and get our lives back, because the damage to the economy could be far worse on families. There could be suicides. There could be other mental health issues that would cause a lot more damage. So we need to be rational about this and get our economy going again.
You mentioned the hydroxychloroquine. Has that been confirmed to be a treatment? Are they doing that?
Oh, yes. They're doing it in a lot of cases. It's been on TV just about every night where people have taken it. Within 3 or 4 days, they're much better. So it's working. People are surviving because of it.
All right, Robert Hall from the Indiana Conservative Alliance and Grassroots Conservatives leading this protest. Do you have numbers or an idea of how many people are going to be at this protest Saturday?
We have a Facebook page, and so far we have 145 people who said they're coming and 384 that said they're interested. So the number could be anywhere from 100 to 500 people there.
Will you guys be 6 feet away?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Robert Hall, we thank you for taking some time and sharing your thoughts about the protest tomorrow. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you, Rob.